T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What part of the body do you wash first in the shower? Because that part you scrub first tells a lot about you. We're going to share this online article and what it says about you in the shower coming up next. That's right. You're going to be in the shower while you listen to us, and we're going to talk to you naked.
Hey, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix with producer Dave. I'm sure you all are doing what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to think about what was I just doing 40 minutes ago when I was in the shower. It depends on what kind of shower I'm taking, though, Radar. As a woman, we take different types of showers.
Well, okay, now you're going to throw everything out the window here. What do you mean you take different showers?
You know, you have women in your house. All right. Sometimes you take just, I call it a lower, where you don't wash your hair.
The lower.
A lower. That's what I say to my husband. I'm taking a lower. Then there's times where I take a full shower and I do wash my hair. I don't wash my hair every
day.
Let's go with full showers.
Full shower. Post.com has the body part you wash first in the shower reveals a lot about your personality. So when you get in the shower, let's say you take the full shower.
A full shower, not a lower. What do your girls call it? Don't they call it something else?
They just say, I'm not washing my hair. That's all they're saying.
That's what I mean, like a body shower.
Okay, I like this. Full and lower. Okay.
Okay, so when I am washing my full body and everything, the first thing I wash is my hair. And the reason why is because the soap then allows me to like pile my hair up on the top of my head. Okay. And that's when I can soap up the rest of my body. And then I can rinse off all the soap on my body, and then I rinse off the shampoo.
Okay, number 9 on the list here. Top of your head, we'll call it. That's if you wash your head and hair first. You have a great attention to order. You're strong-willed, opinionated, and want everything to be in its rightful place.
No comment, producer Dave and Radar.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I wash my hair first, too, so that sounds,
no
sounds
way.
All right.
Do you?
Why would you wash anything else first? That's the top of your
top
body.
Top of your body.
Top down.
I always do. For some reason, I always do that last. I always wash my hair last.
What do you wash
first?
Then
you get that soap all over your body again.
I agree with, I'm with producer Dave.
So I'll take the shower gel, I'll mush it up, and then I always hit the pits. You got to get those stinkers done first. So that says about me here. It says, steadfast, loyal, and reliable if you wash your underarms right off the bat. You'll stand by your friends in good and bad times, even if it's at your own detriment.
That is 100% Radar.
Isn't that weird?
Pretty spot on.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that crazy?
That is absolutely you.
Did you write the article?
No, I was reading this article going, oh my God, that's me. So I can't wait to tell you guys. So there you go.
What if you're someone that wash your face first?
The face, it's the only area capable of utilizing all your senses, and washing your face first means you care deeply about what you sense and how you're perceived by others. You're always worried about what other people are thinking about you, so you want to wash your face first.
Oh.
That's
what
it's the last thing I wash.
You don't even wash your face. You don't care about what people say about you.
I do wash my face, Radar.
That is
Gosh.
The last thing that I wash, too, is my face.
I go head. Body.
Shoulders, knees and toes.
So what part of the body do you wash first? We'll share this fun little article
with
you.
Yeah, what does it mean?
And what does it mean exactly? 414-799-1099. Give us a call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.